we are.
From KB Action Central. At 15 after and 15 of 1520
WKBW Action Central, always first with all the news. Remember, get those news tips in to KB Action Central.
More news any moment. More news any moment.
Next regularly scheduled WKBW Pulse Beat News in 27 minutes.
More news any moment.
KBW Springtime here on the Easter Sunday edition of the Whole Idea called Russell Moose Syracuse Show is 15 minutes before hour 4. 44 degrees the current temperature reading in Buffalo.
For music, weather, news, and sports.
Fun in the circus right here on the Even Viewer KB Radio. Future Sonic types, Woody, here, there, everywhere, and especially right here at our studios.
Well, first of all, we wanted to come out to where the weather was nice. And the boss back east at WKBW, Clint Churchill, sold the station and bought KYA. Before he asked the question, I said yes, because I figured he was going to ask me. Anyway. Well, I drove out here with an old 57 Cadillac. At the time, it wasn't that old. And I drove straight 4 days. I cut the day in half, 12 hours on the road, 12 hours sleeping.
It's a beautiful night. Our visibility is 1.26 on the Super Freak 126. And we got 26 minutes before 1 o'clock, KYA time on the all-night flight. Remembering at all times that Captain Challenge is at the controls, our ex-kamikaze pilot, and that's why we tell you to fasten your minds, baby, at all times. However,
may the bird of paradise eat your face.
I sing just a little bit of a tender song that I've composed. I've written the words just so that they'll all fit with a new contest on KYA. And I'd like to, at this point, remind you that I've never done this before. So please, bear with me. Thank you for listening. My name is Russell Moose. There's a new contest on KYA. A contest whereby you may win $1,000 every hour. Thanks so much for listening, and until tomorrow, the same to you.
Jackie Shannon, what the world needs now is love. KYA time, 2 minutes. Ooh, I got something in my eye. Ever get something you're on, you know, out of a clear blue sky, there's something there, so you know it ain't clear blue, and it lands right in your eye. You know not why, but there it is. Why? In your eye. Now all I need is something in my mouth. Yeah. I like a pizza with a hamburger on it. How's that for a pizza? And cheese on top, a mozzarella type pizza, and then on top of that, a cheeseburger. And then on top of that, a little chef's salad. No, what do you mean small pizza? Big pizza with enough hamburgers on it. So every time you cut a piece, you have a complete hamburger on that piece of pizza that you cut from the great big size. See? It's 3 minutes after 1 o'clock in the all-night flight. Don't mind us. We're only your pilots.
Okay, we're on the love line right now, and a story from Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy. Tell us your radio romance story.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess it was less than 2 months ago, and I called in, and I asked you if I wanted to talk to a phone freak, a real nice guy, and I hope it, you know.
Yes.
And right after that, this guy named Ron called, and that was on a Tuesday, and then I met him on a Friday night. I invited him to a party. So that's how we all started, and we got engaged.
When did you get engaged, Nancy?
Well, Wednesday afternoon.
Yesterday afternoon?
Yes, yesterday afternoon. We went on a picnic.
And then what happened? Can you give us just a little bit of a rundown? How did he present the engagement ring?
Well, you know, I'm still in a daze.
Well, I can imagine, my dear. Okay, what happened? Now, you went to the picnic grounds.
Yeah, and we went through some state park over there near Santa Cruz, and we went through the natural trail.
I hope you took the right fork in the road, my dear.
Oh, we did, of course.
You went right down the natural trail.
Oh, don't be like that.
Well, you said it, not I.
Anyway,
Always put some garlic in every piece of Polish sausage. This is KYA AM. Bring your volume up, Captain, and leave it there, will you, please? KYA AM and FM, San Francisco. Not bad, Captain. Bring her up a little bit more, baby. Bring her right up there. Don't be afraid. 12,600 feet on the Super Freak. Can we hear those jets? Can we hear the jets? You mean to tell me you shut the jets off? All right, meanwhile, we'll have to walk, friends, in the Black Forest with the Garlic King himself, Mr. Horse Yankowski. Will you turn the jets on that? We're losing altitude like crazy, please. That's it. You're now listening to Monogram. Ladies and gentlemen, and listen to some relaxing music on KYA, your rock station.
Anything in Top 40.
Yeah, you know, that's true. We never really enjoyed Top 40 that much.
No, I hated it, actually.
I mean,
that's why I bombed the record.
It was just easy to get jobs in that particular part of the business, so that's why we did
right.
it.
I never liked it. Among all the Top 40 music, which I didn't like, then suddenly, when a Louis Armstrong came along as a program director, that thrilled me.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Very mellow, very tender, very cute, very.
Wherever and whenever news happens, you'll hear it first on Frisco Radio. This is Jim Sykes.
It's, you have to do the chime thing when you give the time here at this Frisco Radio station. Frisco Radio, KFRC, 8.5 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Good morning. Taxi, I'm Russ the Moose, sitting in for vacationing Dan Sorkin.
I worked an all-night show, and he was on the all-night show, and on the days that I was off, he was still on in Chicago, and I used to drive home listening to Dan Sorkin all night, and I thought, gee, what a great announcer, you know, I'd like to be like him someday. Things turned out so that I can actually do part of this week show here, you know, for the week. He's on vacation, and it's a great pleasure to be here. Dan does that, doesn't he? Cough.
I got a lot of nice oldies for you. Here's one by Edie Gourmet.
And the thrills just keep on coming here in the Super Freak 610, your KFR, and your cute little C.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me?
Okay, here's the story you wanted to hear about the square. I mean, catawalk in Washington Square, and had a tear in his underwear, and he was just walking right through there until he saw another cat sitting in the chair in Washington Square. Obviously, had a tear in his underwear, so he didn't know that because, you know, the guy was sitting down in the chair. But the guy who was standing in Washington Square, who saw the other guy sitting in the chair in Washington Square, wanted the chair because he had a tear in his underwear. The guy was standing, so he went over to the guy in the chair and said, "Hey, man, can I sit down there?" He said, "Look, I got a tear in my underwear. Obviously, you have too. That's why you want to sit down." So he said, "I can't let you have the chair because I got a tear in my underwear." He said, "I'll tell you what, you want to sit on my lap?" And the guy said, "Well, look, ordinarily I would say yes, but, you know, other people here may not think we're too square. So, you're not going to give me the chair." He said, "No, I can't give the chair because I got the same problem as you have." He said, "I'll tell you what, though. You see that sign over there across the square?" He said, "Right over there?" He said, "Yeah, that one over there." And there was a sign over there on the shop that said, "We repair a tear in your underwear anywhere." So he thought, "Well, okay, I'll go over there." So the cat who was standing up wanted the guy's chair.
KSFO, KSFO San Francisco, 560.
One of my favorite groups, the Fifth Dimension, Living Together, Growing Together.
and then splitting like an amoeba. And so the thrills keep coming, my son. For it is in giving that we shall receive the fruits of an all-night picnic.
Just unbelievable. It's just an unbelievable year for me already. And it's hardly 12 noon yet. I've yet to get my first night's sleep. Well, it's 11:11 on KMPX, Big Band 99 FM. I'm Russ the Moose, by the way. Nice to be here.
Magic 61.
All right, we have somebody in our talent time coming up in just a little bit, along with a novelty record of the night. We always do that for you right here on the Super Freak 610 on our Sunday night flight. We take off every Sunday night at 5, and hopefully around 9 o'clock we land at International Nowhere. You know that Bob Dylan came up to the airplane one night with his manager, and he offered, this is no lie, he wanted to know where his tune was in the billboard, and had a big bullet, you know, it was number 10. He was so elated that he offered me some of his fried sardines. Weird sense of diet, you know? But, I mean, he didn't care. I didn't care. I was happy to have him in the airplane. That was it. After that flight, yeah, as far as visiting disc jockeys.
You're the reason I'm a traveling on.
And we'll be with you in our dream.
Here comes West Syracuse.
This is your all-purpose chef, Ring Craft. Laminated lactose sandwiches will be ready after 4.
That's Bert Keffer, along with my mouth. If you could change one part of your body, what would it be and how would you change it? The decision of the judges is final.
Well, I had the all-night flight and I had a bombardier.
Well, with the all-night flight, but, you know, all we have to do is open up the Bombay doors and we can drop bombs on them. The Bombay doors open?
Yep, the Bombay doors are open.
Snap by to release your bomb.
Standing by to release the bomb.
Then you'd hear... all of a sudden... you know, the record just died. I used to ask, what record do you want me to bomb?
Number one.
Because we played it every 5 minutes, you know?
Fantastic.
Super Freak flies again.
I want to wish you a happy new year and hope you can stay with us throughout the year and forevermore. Sounds corny, but it's true.
What a wonderful world.
May the bird of paradise eat your face.